Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of Heather's podcast. It is March, this is my March update, and it is currently about 7:30 in the morning, and I'm walking to the gym. I'm off to a boot camp, and it's Good Friday, and weirdly, I have not eaten an Easter egg yet this year. This is very unlike me. Normally, I would have smashed a few Easter eggs by now. I haven't. I don't know why. I keep thinking, I'll buy one. And then I haven't. And then I realised that I'm actually away for Easter. So I was like, there's no point in buying one. But then I'm like, actually, I really quite like an Easter egg. So after this gym session, I might well go and buy myself a little Easter egg. So I've at least had an Easter egg this year. Because I love Easter egg chocolate. Like, I'll probably be sad after the fact when I can't get Easter egg chocolate again for another year. So anyway, that's beside the point. I'm currently on the way to the gym. I'm going to do a boot camp, and then I'm heading back home, and I need to finish packing, and then I am off to Italy for 10 days. So I was like, oh, I need to do a quick podcast so that March is one, doesn't get missed, because by the time I get back, it will be mid-April, early April. So this month has been, I think, reasonably good on the progress front. I started doing a boot camp, which I actually really enjoy. It's different every time. People are really nice. It's good at getting me to get up, get out of the house in the morning and get to the gym and kind of get the workout done before I go to work. Which I always used to enjoy when I taught. I taught like a lot of morning classes. The majority of my classes were morning classes. And it's great. It kind of gives you that smug feeling of like, oh, you know, I've already done my workout. And you're awake and you've got it done before you even like get to work. And do you know what? When you first start, you kind of get a slump around about mid-morning, mid-afternoon. Just getting up earlier than you're used to kind of thing. But once you get into it, it's fine. And your body starts to adjust. And it's just, I think it's a really good mindset as well as physically a really good way to kind of start the day. And I do enjoy morning exercise, and I think also like I'm getting to the point where I realize that it's just actually important to also just enjoy the exercise that I'm doing, whether it's the most optimal for any particular goal is kind of irrelevant, because I just want to enjoy something and do it as well as I can rather than trying to do things that maybe I hate and kind of end up doing half-assed, or you know, things I think I should be doing, but actually I don't really enjoy it, so I don't really try that hard. Doing these boot camps, I'm still doing step classes, I'm still doing a strength class I do on Saturday. I'm trying to go to the gym, so 2 or 3 times a week to do some weights on my own. I'm kind of still quite light, and then I'm thinking, like, okay, so in the next few weeks I need to start building up the weight again. But at the moment, it's kind of just like building that foundation of kind of getting into that routine. And then I've been doing a couple of runs a week. They've not been really very long. That's again going to have to ramp up in the next few weeks, because I've got a run coming up, or a couple of runs coming up. Largely the thing hampering my running is my knees, because they are sore as anything. So I'm also going to look into getting some knee wraps, straps, so that, see if that kind of maybe like reduces a little bit of the soreness, which I think will then help with that. Haven't really lost any weight. Food is still something that I'm probably not totally on top of, but I still think I'm better. I think I'm eating more consistently. Like I say, I haven't like even eaten an Easter egg yet this year, which does kind of show that I'm kind of reducing my chocolate snacking, my evening snacking. I am still probably snacking quite a lot though. And I definitely can't say no to the cake in the kitchen at work. And there's been a lot of the cake in the kitchen at work recently. So all in all, I feel kind of quite positive. I don't know if part of that is also because it's starting to get lighter in the mornings and evenings. Clocks change on Sunday, I think. So when I get back from Italy, it will definitely be lighter in the evenings. It will be darker again in the mornings. But that always kind of puts me in a much more positive mind frame anyway. And it definitely puts me in a more positive mind frame I think around exercise and diet and stuff like that, because I'm very much a comfort eater. And I just think it's harder to exercise when it's dark. It just makes you like less likely to want to. So that's where I'm at. I've kind of ended up signing up for the goal that I didn't think I was going to be able to complete this year. I didn't think I was going to be able to complete it because I couldn't get on it. I couldn't get on the thing. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be a real challenge. Like, I'm actually physically not sure if I can do a couple of things at the moment. But I was going to sign up for it and then, like, kind of work towards it. Didn't get a place, so I kind of readjusted, okay, right, okay, I'll have to push that goal back a bit. And then got the opportunity to do it, as I've taken it. So again, I've had to kind of like rearrange what I'm doing, how I'm going to plan and structure my workouts for the year, with that back in mind again. So everything happens for a reason, right? So I took it as a sign. So my main thing, I think, this month, if there was a topic that has applied to me that I think could apply to lots of other people and that I think would be useful, it's about overwhelming yourself and about trying to do too much. Because I'm walking to the gym and that cleaning cart is following me. I'll let it go past. I found, like, this month, and I think with this challenge coming back on when I didn't think it was going to be something I could do, has kind of taught me, is that I've been trying to plan in too much. I've been planning to be like, right, okay, so I'll do this and I'll do this and I'll do this. And not just in terms of events, because it's fine, because I think your training can generally, for the kind of events I'm doing, apply to multiple events. So it's not like the number of events that I've signed up to. It's more like I was trying to train too many aspects in too many ways too hard. Like, I was like, right, okay, so I'll do these runs and I'll go to these gym sessions and I'll do these classes. And it was just too much. Like, I couldn't do it. I wasn't doing it. Potentially lulled myself into a false sense of security, because in the past I probably would have been able to do it. But in the past I was a lot more conditioned, in a lot more of a routine. I wasn't sort of starting from scratch again. So I kind of like put too much on my plate. I planned too much in. I made my plans just too, I don't want to say extravagant, but just too like full on. And what actually happened, I noticed, is I wasn't doing any of it, because I got myself to the point where I was so overwhelmed with the idea of what I wanted myself to do that I did none of it. And obviously that's not going to help progress. That's not going to help me like get fitter. And what I kind of like came to realize, but what I kind of like clicked in my head and I need to make myself work to, is that actually doing some stuff sort of well and properly, and putting as much effort in as I can, is going to be far more effective than trying to do 2-3 times that amount but not actually doing it, because I'm so overwhelmed with the idea of doing it that I just do nothing. And so I've kind of scaled back my training plans. I've made them a lot more basic, still focusing on the same sort of areas that I wanted to focus on, because they are the areas for the events I'm doing, so I need to, but making my training plans a lot more basic. And I think in my head, kind of reasoning with the unreasonable side of myself, in that, yes, ideally I would like to be super, super fit when I come to these events and do really well and not struggle at all and be like, wow, I've like trained at everything so hard I've smashed it. But on the basis that the plans are just so overwhelming that I'm not doing them, that's not going to happen. So what I need to do is realise that actually, okay, I might struggle with some things in these events and my training might look a little bit less than I imagine it should for those things. But if I do those things, I'm 100% better off and more prepared than I will be if I do nothing. So I've, like I said, I've really scaled back my plans. I've made runs shorter. I've made training sessions a little bit less intense. I am still doing the gym classes, but I'm also not beating myself up if I have to miss a few. And if I'm tired, like, they're probably the things that will go. And because of that, like, I've only done, like, the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I'm actually being a lot more consistent with what I am doing. So I think one of the things we can all be guilty of, I've heard people who are kind of already established fitness, people who have already kind of, like, you know, got a momentum and a reasonable level of fitness, or they have had, and is that kind of like putting ourselves where, getting an image of where we want to be, and then trying to get to that, and then not being very flexible with ourselves or kind to ourselves about how we do it and how we get there. And sometimes, and for some people, that kind of negative motivation can be really good. It can be the thing that makes them do better. But I think equally for other people, and even for those people, that kind of negative self-talk can kind of talk you out of doing positive, because you, like I say, you just end up getting to that point where you overwhelm yourself so much that you don't get good quality workouts in at all. And you find yourself either trying to do an awful lot of stuff and not doing it very, very well, or even just getting to the point where you're like, I can't do anything at all, I'm too overwhelmed. Whereas I found that kind of being like, okay, right, instead of trying to do two or three things today, I'm going to do this one workout, and it might feel like I'm not doing very much, but I'm going to do it well. I'm going to focus on the reps. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to make, like, this hour the best hour that I can, and not worry about the fact that I'm not doing something else later. So, like, I'm going to go to this boot camp now, and I'm going to try as hard as I can. And then I'm not going to exercise for, like, 10 days. I'm going to do a lot of walking, but that's it. I haven't managed to fit any runs in this week. I really wanted to get one in, like, last night, yesterday, today, but it's not going to happen. So instead of beating myself up about it and being like, oh my God, that's terrible, I'm just going to focus on this boot camp, do it as hard as I can, and then focus on running when I come back. Because in reality, even if I got out, say, after this and did like a 20-30 minute run, I'd be stressed about the things I've still got to do to pack. I probably wouldn't, like, feel like it was a very good session. And it's just like, well, you know, is, like, a poor quality thing just to say I can tick it off a list any better than just not doing it in the first place? And that's not to say that every session is always going to feel good or anything like that, but it's just that kind of recognising that doing some stuff and trying as hard as you can and really putting effort into it, it's going to ultimately, if you do it consistently, show more improvement and more results than trying to do loads and loads of stuff and really rushing it. So it's a really quick podcast today. Like I say, I'm off to the gym and then I'm off on a holiday. So, but I wanted to get my March podcast in and a little update about where I'm at. You know, like, I think people are interested. But and also just because I think that the things that apply to me do apply to other people out there. And sometimes just hearing how other people are dealing with the kind of challenges that you might be facing can be helpful. So I hope you have a really nice Easter. I hope you do get lots of Easter eggs. Because, yeah, like I say, now I think about it, I'm a little bit sad about the fact that I haven't had an Easter egg yet. I merely might have to rectify that. But, yeah, if you've got any comments, questions, any feedback on the podcast, feel free to leave it on the normal channels. Otherwise, have a great weekend, and I will be back in April with another update.